Well, as the White House is dealing with North Korea's new missile capabilities, President Trump is headed to Poland today. And at the end of the week, he's scheduled for a one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Back home, Republicans and Democrats are increasingly worried publicly that the president isn't taking seriously Russia's effort to undermine the 2016 presidential election. President Putin has denied any interference in the 2016 elections, but an assessment from the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and others say that they have no doubt that Russia interfered to try and help candidate Donald Trump. Nicholas Burns was one of those who testified at a Senate hearing last week on Russia's election meddling in the United States and in Europe. Nicholas Burns is a former ambassador to NATO and undersecretary of state for President George W. Bush. He's currently a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Ambassador, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador, you've been very critical of both President Obama and President Trump for not doing more to prevent or respond to Russian election meddling, both in Europe and here in the United States. What do you want to see President Trump do when he meets with Vladimir Putin at the G20?
Well, I think President Trump has to raise this issue with a great deal of strength and conviction because Russia launched a cyber attack against the United States elections last summer and autumn. President Obama reacted slowly to it, but he did sanction Russia. He did have a one-on-one meeting with Putin where he warned Putin of the consequences of this type of action for the United States. President Trump, on the other hand, has done absolutely nothing. He's not launched an investigation of his own. He has not supported sanctions against Russia. He's not even asked his primary cabinet officials to work on this issue. So his inaction has given the play to the Senate. The Senate voted 97-2 to impose new sanctions on Russia. I think that President Trump must raise this issue with President Putin to defend the United States, to defend our democracy, and to show Putin that this kind of action isn't going to be tolerated.
What would consequences look like that might be a good deterrent for the future here, both in the short term, maybe in this very conversation between President Trump and President Putin, and then in the longer term?
I think the most immediate consequence by the United States would be the voting of sanctions by the House and Senate. The Senate bill was overwhelming in support. The House has gone slowly on it, and that the Trump administration is lobbying the House to maybe not even proceed, I think that would be a great mistake. If we hesitated to enact sanctions against Russia in response to this flagrant violation of our democratic elections, it would be a victory for Putin. It would encourage him because we do have the 2018 midterms right ahead of us. We have the 2020 presidential election on the horizon. And unless we can show the Russians that there's going to be a response, there's every reason to believe that Putin might do this again. And I think President Trump could do something else, and that is to work with state and local governments. They run the elections in the United States to try to strengthen our defenses, because we know the Russians were able to penetrate the databases of 21 American states. We don't know what effect they had, but we know they had the intent. This is about as serious an issue as it can possibly be for a democracy, and I do think that President Trump has failed to lead and failed to defend us.
But Nick Burns, isn't so much of this issue seemingly tied in with the president's own perception of his narrow electoral victory? We've seen report after report of the president in private meetings assuring other politicians that he won the popular vote, or illegal people voted, that's why he lost, or that Russian meddling is a hoax or it's fake news. How big of a problem is this, that this issue of global diplomacy and our adversarial relationship with Russia seems to be something that hasn't really permeated the personal consciousness of the president at all?
I think this psychological barrier is probably the answer to what is bothering President Trump. He believes, apparently, that if he's tough on Russia over the interference in our elections issue, he'll agree with the presumption that the Russians were interfering in order to help President Trump defeat Hillary Clinton. That's what the U.S. intelligence agencies concluded when they made their public report to the American people in early January of this year. And President Trump just has to get beyond that, because his primary responsibility is to defend our country, to advance our interests, particularly against another country, an aggressive adversary, Russia, that's trying to do us harm. He needs to get beyond that. And if he can't, it's going to continue to bedevil his presidency and weaken his presidency.
And if you put yourself inside the mind of Vladimir Putin now, and you watch the president and the Senate and the American news media deal with this issue? You're going into this meeting with Donald Trump. What are you thinking?
President Putin wants to develop a relationship with President Trump, try to entice President Trump into some kind of bilateral relationship where we release the sanctions, we weaken the sanctions in return for Russian cooperation on Syria or on North Korea. It'd be a very bad trade for the United States. Putin's experienced leader. He's been in power now for 18 years. He is wily and cynical. And so President Trump really has to be on guard here. And his advisors in the room, General McMaster, the National Security Advisor, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, need to counsel the president to be clear, tough-minded, because Putin is a very able adversary.
Ambassador Nick Burns, thank you for joining us once again.
Thanks very much.
Ambassador Nicholas Burns is a former ambassador to NATO under the administration of President George W. Bush, currently a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government.